Find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959WATD.com/Monday Night Talk.
All right, welcome back to the second segment of Monday Night Talk. And joining me again, this is his second time here, Mr. Chris Lessard from the Massachusetts Fallen Heroes, massfallenhero.org. And we're going to talk about some upcoming events starting, I would say, Friday?
Yes, Friday the 20th.
Starting this Friday, Patriot Week. Ton of exciting events taking place. Before we get on to that, as you came in during the commercial break, you're telling me that you've been up for quite a few hours,
yeah,
as part of a unique trip escorting a piece of a memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that.
Well, the memorial that we've been trying to build for 6 years and that we're dedicating on Friday, May 27th, yep, it was assembled in Long Beach, California, and it finally arrived last night. So we, a couple of us, got in our cars and went down to the Connecticut and Mass border and escorted it back with the state police and a couple of motorcycle riders that ride for Mass Fallen Heroes, and we convoyed back all the way into Southie. So this took place, I think we arrived in Southie at about 3 in the morning. So we've been up for quite a while without any sleep yet, so forgive me if I'm dragging a little bit. But it was it was really surreal to see all the work that we've done and to see this thing finally in person on the back of a flatbed, on a 53-foot flatbed truck, and just driving down the highway, bringing it home. And it's going to have its final resting place forever, and it's going to bring a lot of, I think it's going to bring a lot of feelings and emotions and most of them proud and good, but for those families that lost a loved one, our Gold Star families, they're gonna have a place to go now and see their loved ones' names forever remembered.
And this is veterans of the Iraq, Afghanistan.
Yes, for post 9/11. Yeah, that's correct. Post 9/11.
And so now that it is its home,
mm-hmm,
now starts the tedious task. I want to say you might have less than 2 weeks to erect this and get this ready for Friday the 27th.
That's correct. Well, luckily it's not us doing it. It's the professionals, but it's 90% done. It's basically getting its finished work right now on the truck. There's gold plating that has to go on it. The memorial is really a complex piece of work. It was designed by a world-renowned architect, and it was engineered by really one of the top engineering places in the country. They make things for rocket parts, Gatling guns, helicopters, and that's they're based out of Massachusetts, but they have plants all around the country, and that's why it was engineered and assembled in California. But it's pretty much done. It's made of steel. It's five-sided. It's a obelisk. It's 50 feet tall, so which is pretty close to the equivalent of five stories. It's going to sit in a water feature, and it's going to always have a gold-bronze reflection within it to represent Gold Star families, and it's also internally lit at night. So it's really a spectacular memorial. It's the first of its kind in the whole nation. And we're really proud that to put it in Boston where it belongs. And another thing to add to what makes Massachusetts great.
And this is going to be erected at 75 Northern Avenue?
Pretty much, 7585 Northern Avenue. The caveat to that, though, is this is open to the public, so we want as many people to come to this as possible. But Northern Ave is going to be shut down that morning. But as long as you get right in that area, you can't miss it. So it's going to be spectacular.
And part of the conversation that we're having tonight isn't so much that we're looking for people to donate. Mm-hmm. It isn't so much that we're looking for people to get involved physically. But I think the big thing is we want people to attend,
yes,
these events that we're talking about, the Patriot Week events.
That's correct. Someone posed a good question the other day when we were talking about this, and I loved it because I said, how often in life can you see a memorial come to life? And I really thought that was a great way to frame and capture what it is, and it's going to be a unique experience. So all the events we have at Patriot Week, which I know we'll touch upon here, is,
mm-hmm,
like I said, I don't care about the, you know, people donating, nor does anyone else. Just come out and experience these events. They're going to be phenomenal, and they're going to be a great time, and it's going to be really, really fun. There's some really good stuff that we lined up there, and we made these events geared to garner interest, not in our organization or not so much in, for what we do all the time. It's just get the community together and have some fun, and let's remember what Memorial Day was all about, and let's celebrate that as well.
May 21st, from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m., you have a Fallen Heroes 5K Run and Ruck. This is going to be on Carson Beach. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about this. It starts with registering and getting your number.
Correct.
And then what happens?
Basically, it's a 5K ruck and run, so anyone can go online. It's going to be mfhpatriotweek.org. It's a dedicated website for all these events, so it's not the website of the organization. We actually knew that there'd be a lot of traffic on these events. So if you go to that website, mfhpatriotweek.org, all the events are listed. You can sign up and register for everything right there. But the 5K, we're already up to about 450 runners, which is great for our first.
That is awesome.
It's our first time doing it, so it's nice. The good thing about Casa Beach and Salty is it's a really great course to run. It's completely flat. The views are phenomenal. It's really considered. A lot of people have 5Ks down there for that reason. Runners seem to enjoy it. There's going to be a number of people walking. There's also a kids race. Kids under 10, it's like a dash. That's free, obviously, for them. And then after the race, which is actually 7:30 in the morning is when people have to show up, and it's probably going to end around 12-ish, but we have our live music and kind of basically a nice festive party afterwards right on site there. So it's going to be a great day, and it's going to be really, really fun.
Race is rated 4F, flat, fast, family-friendly.
Correct.
Keep that in mind. Now, on the 24th, we have the first fashion show, and it's featuring a young lady. You were telling me a little bit about her. Talk to me about the fashion show. Was it Lindsay Tia?
Lindsay Tia, yeah. She's a young entrepreneur. She's had a lot of write-ups. HuffPost wrote about her.
That's fantastic.
She's really got this spark to her, and she really makes these great handbags. I don't know, obviously, a whole lot about handbags, being a guy, but I have seen these, and they're really
women
cool.
Love them.
Yeah, and she calls it her bravery line, and they're all kind of Americana themed. And the big thing about these two is they're all handmade. They're made in America, every single part. None of it is shipped out from another part of the globe. And she actually was tried out for audition for Shark Tank, and I think she made it pretty far. She had to meet the producer. She didn't get on the show. They said, "Would you be willing to have these made in China? We really love your product. We want to get you in there." And she said, "Absolutely not. These have to stay in America." So, and she knew what she was saying when she said she knew that was going to make her not get on the show, and she didn't care. That's how strongly she felt about this. And we met her through another Gold Star family member of ours, and we're partnering up with her. She's going to we have 10 professional models from a professional modeling agency. So all the guys out there, even though it's handbags, they can at least come out and check out the site there. But it's at Coppersmiths and Salty. There's a roof deck up there. Again, live music after the event. Danielle Vollmar, the meteorologist from WCVB Channel 5, is going to be emceeing that event.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She is. She's a nice one.
Every weekend I watch her.
Yep. So she's it's good. That's going to be a really interesting event. And obviously, Lindsay's donating a decent amount of the proceeds to the Mass Fallen Heroes.
Yeah, from what some of the information I have here is somebody does purchase a bravery product, that 10% goes to Mass Fallen Heroes.
That's correct. Yeah. So it's a very generous.
How do you go wrong here?
You can't. It's going to be a good time. And she knows what she's doing. Like I said, she's got that thing. When you meet her, you just know, like, okay, that's young, independent, smart, savvy. You know what I mean? Yep. Innovative. She has that whole package, so it makes her really interesting, and this is going to be a really great event.
Ken, if you were just tuning in to Monday Night Talk, we're speaking with Chris Lessard. He is with Mass Fallen Heroes, and we're talking about Patriot Week. We're talking about the numerous events that are planned between May 20th to 30th. We talked a little bit about the dedication ceremony that's going to be held at the 27th, May 27th at 10:30 a.m. Again, it's going to be between 75 and 85 Northern Avenue.
Correct.
Come on out, and you know what? Let's come together as a country, at least as a region, and remember those folks who fought for us in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Fenway for the Fallen. This is going to be taking place the following day, May 28th, Fenway Park, 11 a.m. What is this?
Well, this was one of the. We have two things going on that Saturday. Because Friday's a dedication, and it's going to be in bittersweet in some ways, but it's also going to be somber. I mean, that's going to be a tough day for the families.
Yep.
One thing we've always noticed with all the events we do with the families, a lot of times they don't really. Some of them don't really want to go home. They want to stay together with the other families, and So we decided, okay, well, let's keep everybody in Seaport and put them in hotels, and then Saturday morning we're going to play 9 innings of softball at Fenway. So the event is open to the public.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we have the whole park, and again, we have to thank our good friends at the Red Sox, the ownership group, Sam Kennedy, the president. This is our third time we've been able to get the field there, and they've been very gracious to us over the years, and it's been a wonderful relationship we have with them. So many thanks to the Red Sox again for offering the field and believing in our mission and wanting to support these families. So as I said, the event's open to the public. The actual playing is going to be limited to the Gold Star family members, but we already have a couple hundred people that are coming to that. That's just going to be a fun day for them to kind of unwind from the day before. So after the 9 innings of softball, have some fun, take them back to the hotel, let them get
rock out a little bit.
And then it's Patriot Fest. Patriot Fest is going to be first of its kind. Blue Hills Bank Pavilion, which is the big tent pavilion down in Seaport, yep. South Boston, on the water.
It's a great place.
It is.
I've seen a couple of shows down there.
Yeah, I was just there. We were doing a walkthrough there early today, and it's just a really cool setup how that whole thing is there. But we have about 7 to 8 bands lined up. MFHPatriotWeek.org. If you scroll down to Patriot Fest and you click the video there, or you can check it on Vimeo
right
as well,
on, say, yep.
You can see the minute and a half teaser of all the bands that are playing there. And it's going to be really fun. There's some great, great bands there that have a large following, and that's just going to be a fun time. So the gates open at 3 o'clock, and music starts at 4 and is going to go all the way to about 11 o'clock. So that's going to be that's going to be one of those events that I think people, if they don't go, they're going to say, oh, I heard about that. I wish I would have went. So
you want to make a day of it.
Absolutely.
Make a day of it. Get into Boston early.
Get in there, yep.
Get in. You can check out the softball game with the Gold Star families, and then go rock out over at the Patriot Fest concert,
yep.
Up until, what, about 11 o'clock at night?
Yep, 11 at night. So that's going to be a nice long day filled with fun activity and a way to keep everyone together. But again, we really want to pack that place with the public. It suggested donations are like $30. You can't beat it. You know, just show up, throw $30 down. You have all day live music. I mean, with some really, really great bands.
Where else can you go and do that?
You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
Especially in Boston.
Yeah.
Boston is quite pricey, so it's definitely worth it, and it's going to a good cause. Now, Monday, we know Monday will be Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot of local things going on, a lot of things up in the Boston area. But then you got something special that's going to be taking place. Talk to me about the youth salute to our fallen heroes.
Well, we wanted to make this kind of a way for the youth to get involved. Mm-hmm. And part of what Patriot Week is the educational program, which we'll get into, that we launched. Which takes place this Friday, about teaching our students and our young about what is Memorial Day and what goes into it, and what those that have died for us, the 5 traits that they encompass usually it takes to go fight for your country and not come home, and also what's left behind when the families are there, the void that every day is Memorial Day for those families. You know, you and I celebrate it once a year. They're living it every day.
Right.
So we partnered with the Rendon Group. They're a group of people that do a lot of great community building and activities throughout the state. They have this big, giant United States flag that was made by 50,000 students right after 9/11. They all stitched it together and wrote patriotic messages on these patches. It's about 50 yards long, so that's going to be draped right over it. This is going to happen right across from our memorial at Fampere Park. And then we have 4 students that are going to read essays about why they honor our fallen heroes. And then also there's going to be some music, there's going to be children's choir, there's going to be a few other things going on there, and hopefully we'll have some live music again, a band to kind of coincide with the event. But it's all timed to coincide with the National Moment of Remembrance, which is at 3 o'clock on Memorial Day. So the event is going to end right at about 3 o'clock, and about 3:01 we're going to have our F-16s that we arranged for a flyover going to come in right over the harbor, and they're going to buzz the memorial. We actually got clearance for them to go 1,000 feet above the tallest building in Seaport, which is pretty low for F-16. So that's going to be a nice, chilling and,
memorable moment.
Absolutely. So, and then from there, they're going to do a statewide flyover after that. So it's going to be, all that's going to be timed, hopefully right to the T, so that that basically wraps up Memorial Day.
And just, again, if you are just tuning in, Chris Lissard here from Mass Fallen Heroes, if you missed or you're just catching the tail end of some of the events, visit MFHPatriotWeek.org. That's the main site for all of these events that you can check out at the dedicated site just to this. So if you've missed any, and it's going to be a podcast, so you can listen to it again. But I'm asking you, that's why we're repeating it. We want you to check it out. And if you have loved ones, whether you are a Gold Star family, maybe you know somebody who's a Gold Star family, you know what, just be patriotic. Nothing wrong with being a little patriotic these days. I think we could use it here in this country.
Absolutely.
Anything that I've missed or overlooked that you want to make sure you touch on, or is there something, anything you want to say to close out our special segment?
Patriot Weeks also has that educational program that I mentioned a few minutes ago, and I think this is really important. This is an ability, it gives us the ability to teach our students, and we reached out to schools across the state through emails, through contacts we had, and we came up with this lesson plan that we used with people that are in academia, superintendents, a couple Gold Star families or prior educators are still teaching. So we're basically going to have a keynote speaker for 7 to 9 minutes on this lesson plan. That's most of them are Gold Star family members. And then we have this video that we produced, and it's unbelievable. We just got the rough cut of it. They got to make some tweaks, but it's about a 10-minute video on what is Memorial Day. What does it mean? We have veterans being interviewed, Gold Star families being interviewed. You know, what encompasses it? And like I said, there's 5 traits that we focus on, which is honor, duty, service, selfless service, and sacrifice. And we really want these students to be able to understand what that is and how everyone can have somewhat of a different definition of what those 5 traits are, but what does it mean to that keynote speaker? There is going to be a couple active duty guys that are going to, or women that are going to be speaking as keynotes, but most of them are Gold Star families, as I said. And we've lined up 11 to 12 schools in the whole state, so we're going to be all over between Central Mass, North Shore, South Shore, in and out of Boston, down the Cape. So, and some of the audiences are really a big, diverse range. Some of them are middle school. Some are doing small classroom settings. Some are doing full-scale auditoriums that are 1,000 deep. And we also have an alternative school for kids with learning disabilities that we're going to be going to as well. So we're really excited about that, and we're really proud of it because it's not a way to promote our organization or pass political agenda or recruit kids. It was strictly how do we teach kids about what this is. Because we really feel like there's a different way of doing it than just sitting there and putting someone in front of a microphone for 45 minutes. So we want to make them have some interaction. So
involved.
That's why, exactly.
Involved,
the end of it is a question and answer period where they can ask questions with their keynote speaker. And it's we're really thrilled with the amount of support in schools that jumped on with this and really wanted to take it on. So,
Chris, we want to thank you very much for coming in this evening. And you've already promised that you'll be back.
Absolutely, I'll be back anytime.
And I want to thank you for this special coin that you gave me. It's heartfelt. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
And you'll definitely be back.
Yep.
And of course, just want to remind folks again, MFHPatriotWeek.org, dedicated site for all the events that we talked about. You can also go to MassFallenHero.org to find out what they're up to 365 days a year. Correct. We'll talk to you soon, okay, Chris?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, more Monday Night Talk right here on 95.9 WATD. Don't go anywhere.